and welcome everybody to Every Week Casts with Monster Girls, the number one independent Monster Girl podcast. Every week we take to the world of Monster Girls to discuss Monster Girl genitalia, Monster Girl plot developments, Monster Girl anything and everything.
It's huge. I like how you immediately jumped to genitalia. Right?
That's a really, with our prime demo, that's kind of what people are coming in here for.
Our prime demo is horny people.
It's true. Well, I'm the only person ever listening to this because I'm the one editing them most of the time. Sometimes Alan listens, but I'm not even entirely sure he does.
Mm-hmm. I'm not arguing with that.
Speaking of, I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With the, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. This week we have a special guest on, Kelsey at Carucci on Twitter. Hello, Kelsey.
Yo.
And we're going to be watching episode 4 of Mon Musu. It's going to blow minds.
It's going to be great. Maybe Slime Girls.
We're going.
I'm going to.
Don't spoil it, please.
Finally, fuck a slime girl. God damn it.
We're going back. We're going back to that one, Nick. What was the game show on Nick where people got slimed?
You can't do that on television.
That was a sketch comedy show.
Slime Time Live?
Was it? We're going back to Slime Time Live podcast style.
I believe it originated. You can't do that on television. Well, where people said, I don't know.
No, and then that's where. Slimed. And I think it's Nickelodeon.
I want to get slimed so hard.
Well. All those poor kids got slimed. Cousin Skeeter was on an episode of Slime Time Live.
Oh, they didn't call him Skeeter for nothing, Russ. Let me just tell you that. That dude was slinging a lot of slime.
Okay, if Monster Girls were Doug characters, who was who?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Doug Funny would probably be...
Did that have to be
Poppy,
because
Quail Man.
Quail Man, yeah. Skeeter would be the slime, so he would be Sue.
Why?
Roger would be the Spider Girl.
Roger would be the Spider Girl. Patty Mayonnaise would be Mia.
And, what are the stupid twins? What would the stupid twins be? Oh, the Fine Girls from the
Farming
Chapter.
What was the dog's name? Pork Chop. Who's Pork Chop?
Pork Chop?
Would be the human. He'd be the main character, his name.
Yeah, he'd be the main character. Or it'd be the horny neighbor. The horny neighbor's Miss Smith. I say he's horny because he's just
Professor Finch.
Let's watch anime.
Yeah, well, you got us on the
Doug is a type
you
of
got
anime.
Us on the Doug train here. What is the name of the animal idol girls? Would that be the equivalent of the Beats in this universe?
It would be the Beats.
If something, yeah, I was gonna say they're like an AKB knockoff, so they'd totally be the Beats.
Mm, yeah, and they had that song about killer tofu.
Yeah,
and I need more allowance. God damn it. The nematode is the nematode is the racists.
Alan, I'm surprised by how much you know of Doug lore.
I've seen every goddamn episode of Doug, Kelsey. What do you expect?
Kelsey, did you watch the Disney run?
No, because that's not canonical.
Oh, I watched more of the Disney run than I'd like to.
That's not canonical. I watched like the first two episodes of it. And I'm like, fuck this shit.
Oh boy. Anyway, I want to fuck a monster girl. So let's get this on the road.
I think I clipped at one point, or I like.
It's
peaked.
Fine.
Okay, bring it back to 000.
Look, we peaked in our podcast a few episodes back, so this is fun. what we're gonna do here is we're all gonna watch this at the same time. We're watching this on Crunchyroll. Watching an SD so we can avoid buffering if at all possible. I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, play. When I say play, click play.
Oh, hold on.
Okay,
this
is episode number 4 of Monster Musume Everyday Life with Monster Girls.
Hold friends.
So, if you're all ready?
Yeah. Yes. Kelsey, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, play.
A house. It's like a metaphor for safety.
Shut the hell up.
Mia. It's like a metaphor for sexiness.
That's not a metaphor. That's literal.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Wait, did this actually happen? You gotta remember, I haven't seen any episodes since Poppy. I didn't see the last one.
My notes on this, Mia with star eyes emoji, and then 3 twinkling emojis, and Mia whipping that tail, 4 100 emojis.
I liked when the Saria started stroking the sword like it was a dick. It's kind of like a metaphor, a visual metaphor.
Yes.
I still understand do horse ears look like that?
No, that's what Shrek ears look like.
Okay.
It's just to connote that she's magical. Was Poppy playing the Wii?
Yeah, I think she was playing Wii Sports.
So. Yeah, what a...
I think it was made more obvious in the manga.
Poppy, that's weak shit. Come on. Play it.
They don't have a fucking Wii U.
Play some TurboGrafx-16.
I still think she's cute for being Loli.
Why does it keep cutting? Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
What's that?
It's a sexy pot.
Alan, do you have any notes on this?
About what? Her
asphyxiation. Yes.
No, I do. It's a frowny face.
Oh. Not into it.
Not into drowning.
I think it's cool.
That's just because you want me to die, you asshole. Kelsey,
that too.
Kelsey here is effectively known as a Monster Girl hater. She softened it on it.
Okay,
on it a little.
Whoa. We must inform the listeners. My introduction to Monster Girls was via the game Monster Girl Quest, and then profound amounts of Monster Girl porn via my best friend, who is obsessed with Monster Girls for like a solid year, and we'd constantly send me Monster Girl porn. So this is really tame compared to that.
Look, I don't know what this other stuff you're into is, but this is about beautiful hearts, beautiful people, really.
Friendship,
intimacy.
Yeah.
It's not any lewd garbage.
I think sexuality.
Hey, don't you
in
call
Japanese
Monster Girl Quest or some of those doujins I've read garbage, kid?
I just they really want to specify real quick. We're still very disappointed that the opening song is not "Monster" by Kanye West.
Yes.
Just
now, hold on. Have you considered that maybe next week's might be because it'll introduce the mermaid and they can finally do Nikki's pink wig, thick ass, and whiplash?
That's true.
Because she has.
Do you think they'll choose it for the second season? Just like,
yes.
If Nicki Minaj was a monster girl, what would she be?
Probably a snake, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
But snakes don't have
no.
Big
which
butt.
No, she'd have to have an ass, dude.
She'd be
have
Centauria
to have an ass.
Then.
Maybe
no. Ugh, don't. I don't want to think about that.
You don't want to see.
She
a
might
horse
be like a
twerking.
Satyr.
Fucking
no. I think
horses.
It'd have to be a snake because anaconda.
I don't want
to. Ah, yes.
That's tough, but with more pronounced ass than
With a more pronounced ass. I can,
was she
I can
bashing on slimes?
Yeah, she fucking hates slimes. She's a racist.
Yeah. They're considered the weakest monster in Japan, but in this anime, they go against the
grain. I think that was a Dragon Quest goof, wasn't it?
Well, actually, mostly just in Japanese media, the slime.
Most, like, RPGs ever.
Yeah. But in this, the slime is the most powerful. Are these?
It's a subversion,
was
really.
Was this a poot? What is that thing
what,
on the screen?
It looked like a crab.
It's like tennis, isn't it? It's tennis, right?
She cometh.
Come.
Cummies. Whoa. Slick.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, there it is.
I told you, RPGs.
Weakest of the weak in RPGs. Yes, I do.
So, is Centauria confirmed for being a gamer girl?
She's a girl game. Oh. She's covered in her own body.
Oh, I my note for this is UID voice, mouth the slime.
Don't you look mouth like the slime?
You can kind of see that is a Wiimote. She's using the safety grip for the
Wiimote. It's kind of a metaphor for how, because the Wii, well, I think, not to break kayfabe, because I'm apparently I hate Nintendo and stuff. Poppy, play a real console, play the Dreamcast or something, a VMU.
What she's a casual, C-Man? Remember?
Do you think Seaman exists in
I think
this
the
universe?
Spider Girl probably plays
Seaman or Seaman?
No, Seaman.
Seaman.
Seaman?
The video game.
It's a game for perverts that we've stopped joking about since Leonard died.
Yeah, Leonard from Muppet.
Whoa, things are getting saucy. Ew. Oh, God, put your
the horse legs.
Pants back on. Oh, God.
I don't like the. It made me feel weird to see the horse legs buckle. Like, I'm so nervous. Like, I don't. Is that what a nervous horse is
going to do? Yeah. Do Norses? Horses get, like, tsundere? Like, actual horses?
I don't know. Alan's here has the closest relationship with horses.
Can you
keep
your clothes on? Oh,
I only
shit.
Know about their
pee. Alan. Dead.
Ross, now you did brag to me one time that peeing horse I saw wasn't that bad because you've seen horses fuck.
I have seen
horses. Oh, there was a nipple.
No, that wasn't. I thought the same thing and I made a note of it. I freeze framed at that point. That is her fingernails.
Oh.
Underneath her boobs. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Look at the main character's being a real nice guy here.
Yeah. Stroking your ass.
I also said, I also noted that washing a horse is probably the least sexy thing I can imagine.
Doesn't everybody, like, clean their horse's ass in the bathroom? Like, isn't that just a thing?
People
that
own horses probably do.
That's what I do if I had a horse.
You don't need to clean around my rump. My rump. My lovely lady rump. Check it out.
Do you think Centauria's ever seen a... Is it Ceria or Centauria? I feel like I've been correct.
Ceria is her nickname. Centauria is her actual full name.
Do you think Ceria's ever watched Racing Stripes?
Probably.
What does she feel about... No, Snoop Dogg was the dog.
What is this kid's problem?
Why does he just keep on grabbing boobs and then say, uh-oh?
He, for some reason, his hands just clamp, and he's just a clamper, I guess. Maybe he's a crab boy on some level.
Oh, man. That's a secret. That's why he's so empathetic to their struggles.
P.S. I don't think that's how boob physics work. As a straight white male,
I think I know a thing or two about boob physics. So
yeah,
I've trained under the master.
Now, to be fair, you don't know how centaur boobs would work.
Just staring at her peacocks.
I think we've discussed on the show that Tom Nobunagaki was a special consultant on the boob physics of this show.
Oh, definitely.
He ain't got no nipples like that web meme that I saw the other day. Wait. Is this prison school?
So why did you think he had a sword in his crotch?
Because I don't know. She just doesn't understand.
Wait, so how is he, like, above her right now? She's a horse body.
She fell down on her back.
Damn.
Where's her nipples?
Where are the nipples?
Yeah. animators, where the fuck are the nipples? Come on. It's the first big shot.
Show me where they are.
Do you think there's two alternative cuts?
Yeah, I think that were the DVD.
Oh, though, shit.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
She's got, like, the most moe of voices, too.
It was actually surprisingly well animated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's so surprising about any of this.
Oh, yeah, because this is top-tier animation. You think Chuck Jones directed this or something?
I think Doug Jones did the motion capture.
Doug Jones.
You know, the guy who did
Age
Safety and Hellboy.
To have a woman who can be both opi and tiny titty at the same time.
Well, she doesn't have half a snake.
Yeah.
On her.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's good.
Are you a Mon Mussu fan so far?
This is fucking great.
You're really enjoying this? Are you into Mon Mussu now?
I'm into Slime Girls. We all knew this. Every time I've asked someone, when I say, what if you could fuck a monster girl, what would you fuck? And no one says Slime Girls, I get upset.
Now, I want to make an official statement. I think the slime girl would be the most pleasurable to fuck, but I believe
thank
on a personal
you.
Level, I relate to Mia the most.
But look, you could see her
just
fucking
from a,
dick.
From a, that's not the reason why.
Don't like the thought of it. I don't like the thought of, like, getting, like, a Jell-O cup or something and fucking...
Oh, you just don't want to see your dick for us.
That's true.
Fine.
I also don't want to have my dick dissolve in there, because it's mostly super glue at this point.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
It would just wash down the drain.
You need to get something that's not water-soluble.
Yeah.
Oh, for this one, I said, in that slime so deep I could have drowned twice. Yeah, in too deep like Mackay 5.
There we go.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Drowning
you know,
in the slime.
It's kind of creepy, because it almost is like, this is the closest he's come to killing one of the monster girls.
Yeah, inadvertently, yes.
I like her sound effect.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
She's pretty moe, I'm not gonna lie.
Moe slime.
She diluted the slime.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like, that's wow, she's been defeated. She's best girl.
Now imagine that, if that happened. If she became giant.
Then another... Do you think Tarantino has any place in his heart for giant women?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh,
he loves
mostly
Steven
the
Universe.
Giant feet.
No, he loves Steven Universe, that giant woman.
Nothing but titty on the mind, titty time.
What if he was like, you gotta turn your boobs into feet, Sue?
He just wants her to shapeshift her entire body into a foot.
Into a giant foot. We only bring this up because we want you on the podcast, Tarantino.
Please, Tarantino.
Please, Tarantino.
Tell us what kind of monster girl Jackie Brown would be, please.
Yeah.
So then the question is, does he like the centaur girl because she has hooves or not because she doesn't have real feet?
No, he hates most of these.
How about, I was going to say, none of them have actual feet. God, she's so cute.
I know, right?
That was unexpected.
Now that's
sexy.
Now I'm into it.
Yes. Yes. Quality.
It's like she's giving birth to him.
It's kind of like a metaphor for birth.
Mia has a matching set of mugs. 3 heart eyes emojis. Mia's new outfit, pink shirt and dress, 3 fire emojis, 300 emojis, 2 okay emojis.
Look at that. Poppy's defending this lolly.
Oh, yeah, because they.
Lolly team.
That's like Team Kelsey there. She's trying to destroy us, trying to end us.
Quality lollies.
Ugh, I'm pissed.
Damn.
Sinners.
Trap queen.
Just like you, Russ, you can't wear clothes with your slimy body.
That's true.
You have to wear
oh my god,
jacket.
Oh, damn.
You're really into this.
She's so cute, guys. Okay? She's great. I've just had a lot of quality anime girls come into my life. Especially because I got that new figure today, but she seems more erotic for sure.
Oh boy.
10 out of 10. Heart emoji. 100 emoji.
This is some good shit.
A lot of eggplant emojis. This is like a lot of... Sorry, folks, we should probably be talking more about like...
emojis?
The quality of the storytelling and stuff, but right now it's a lot of exposition, but we'll get back to it once the...
Didn't arrive through proper channels. They're calling her an illegal immigrant.
This is...
Yeah, what the fuck, Donald Trump?
What, yeah, I'm like, what?
DT, come on.
Your girlfriend is the one being frickin' hashtag not all monsters over here.
Ugh.
This is the one flaw that Mia has. She's intolerant against slimes.
Oh, man. Maybe it's because for years and years, everybody assumes snakes are slimy, but actually they're very dry.
That's probably true. Yeah, they're very dry.
Listen, those are the little details and
except for one part of them.
She's jealous because she's not slimy.
Alan,
she wants to be slimy.
Calm yourself.
The genitals. I mean.
I could tell. The vagina?
Cloaca.
Vagina, huh?
I was trying to be inclusive here, Russ, and you...
I don't believe it.
I didn't want us to just say cloaca because I figured your feelings.
There's
would
get a thing
hurt.
Being
Listen
called
to
inclusive.
That. There,
and
this is such words. Subtle racism. They complain about how everyone beats the shit out of them, and here she is, like she's gonna ruin everything our race has for us. She's gonna ruin all monster girls. How dare she? How dare she?
Listen, it's not Mia's fault. It's the environment she was raised in.
Yeah, this is they're a product of their environment.
Yeah,
it's like the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Great Gatsby. This is the great Japanese novel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've compared it to Ulysses before, but I think that might be a better comparison.
She's gonna... It's like dropping a water balloon. Sexy water balloon.
Is it? Granted,
most water balloons I've seen are pretty sexy. What t-shirt contest!
Woohoo!
The river.
The river is a metaphor.
You know, it's kind of like the endless drift of time.
Oh, it's just like the River of Dreams from the Billy Joel song.
Oh, leave Billy Joel out of this.
What was that voice?
Oh, it's me, Roger Slimbert, the Monster Girl critic.
Go ahead, come on.
I give this 2 thumbs up with Gene Horse Girl. Gene?
What? I give this 2 thumbs up.
I still don't understand how she uses her elbows as, like,
she has
palms.
Little tiny shitty hands on her elbows.
Yeah.
They're
kind of like my big shitty hands at the end of my elbows.
It's kind of like a bat. Have you ever seen
OTP
you know
right here.
Wings are?
Poppy X, so. Lollies.
It's
love.
A pretty good.
It's too real to feel.
Look at this. Look at this.
That kid in the back looks like the brother from Koi Kaze.
I was thinking it's like
this Pokemon Master over here.
Yeah, Pokemon Master, gone from Hunter x Hunter.
She looks like she's from My Neighbor Totoro.
What's with she's the one from the tree.
What's with these fucking D ear clips?
She's the one from the tree, Ross, remember?
Oh my god, she's the one from the tree.
They even said, aren't you the girl from, and then, yeah.
What t-shirt contest? Woohoo!
These fucking horny...
Those fucking pervy kids. These fucking horny polnarefs. Ugh.
Poppy. I definitely read that as cuckold somehow. Where it said caretaker. Oh, man. I skimmed That's cool. and was like, cuckold.
I'm into this now.
Hey.
Whoa.
Well, not yeah,
that was Sean. Not... That was not...
That was weird.
Hey,
Not decidedly not into that. Now this I'm into. Yeah.
Sexy. You see, she's the perfect girl.
These fucking kids.
Perfect fart. Nah, that's not true. Sue's okay.
Perfect, how did you know Perfect Fart's my one, who sings Perfect Drug, Ross? Is that Nine Inch Nails?
That's she's
my
literally drowning that. This kid in boobies.
Can't believe she's gonna fucking kill him. He's a fucking horny kid.
He's bleeding to death.
Do me next.
Is that Entree?
I'd like a turn,
wait.
Please. I like this polite one.
Wait, was that big kid Entree and the other one's Gotoku?
The big kid is a young Andre from prison school, yeah. Like, so he looks, kid. Russ, it's I'm Shingo. Telling you now, he looks.
Look at this, lolly girls versus boys.
Oh my god.
The one big kid looks like the brother from Koi Kase. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to send you a link after the show to a picture of that fucker. He looks exactly like
him. To all
like
the Koi Kase fans out there.
I think I'm the only one that watched it, and then I blacked out through most of it, so that's fine.
You can tell Shikid's serious because he actually has anime eyes. Oh, back to no anime eyes. There she is.
It's those fucking racists!
God damn it.
It's the fucking racists.
What does your notes have to say about these bitch?
Oh, I said it's the,
An American
the fucking
racists.
Are
these guys really legitimately supposed to be American? Holy shit, they're gonna kill a fucking kid.
They just love America, and as we all know, America has no respect for monster girls.
That's true.
I love that. That's so good.
Oh shit.
This fucking child's died, stupid. Oh, put those assholes in prison.
Jesus Christ, are these people still allowed to roam the streets?
Look at them. That's why.
Do they die?
They're both fucking dead. Their brains are splattered on the board
Slime
and we just
lady.
Don't see it.
Thank you.
That's why we need
I
Monster
Girl
cops.
I hope they're fucking dead. I hope these racists are fucking dead.
The bridge collapses
oh, no.
and they fall into...
My wife! My beautiful wife!
My wife!
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. This... Wait, this gets weird.
How? She's slime!
She's got some...
How come sometimes she can stay together, but sometimes she can't?
She's somewhat solid, otherwise you couldn't fuck her in the first place.
She's fucking solid slime. It's a reference
fucking
to
fly, you dumb bird!
Solid as slime.
Fly, you fool!
She can't...
This is kind of like the scene from Lord of the Rings. Oh, fuck. What you say?
Oh my god!
That you want it that way. Of course you did.
Oh my god, I'm legitimately about to cry.
Fuck.
This anime is so stupid.
And in the end, it was America who saved the day. Think about it.
Look at
it
how
it was the
she
racist
landed.
Truck.
The racists saved the day with their goddamn truck.
That's called Chekhov's truck.
Look at that. Yeah. I told you. They're my favorite.
Look at that guy's nipples.
Right
he's like, that really is Andre.
Wait, how did he get in the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
guy got
damn.
Horny.
Cucked again.
This guy's he got cuckolded and Kelsey came true.
Cucked again. I'm pretty sure she has her slime hand on her bird butt.
Oh, you're about to see something cool. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But. This.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Good shit. Just juggling good shit. The boobs. Mm-hmm, 100% emoji. Sign me the fuck up. Oh, fuck.
Oh, this is a good fucking fantasy. I gave this 5 100 emojis and 3 fires.
You just sat there for 10 minutes and plugged that in over and over?
Yes. She's gonna fucking headbutt a hole through that wall.
Kelsey, you imagine yourself having 1,300 children with the Slime Girl?
Yes. Yeah. A million. I want Slime Girl children. I love the Slime Girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. She found out.
Oh, that guy's face. That's a good face.
He's fucking Silent Hilled. Oh, shit. That's the end, everybody.
Cliffhanger.
Damn.
Fuck.
Some good ass.
Oh, you haven't seen this. You haven't seen this ending song. This song is fucking good.
When do we meet these girls?
Yeah, in a couple episodes, I think.
Ever? Wait, at the end of the series?
Here's the here's the changeling. What is she?
She's a doppelganger.
Here's the fucking minion that Alan ruined. Bastard. Here's Shrek. Here's the Shrek. And here's
there's a zombie.
Here's whose Norman boobs Reedus. Come off, right?
There's the Frankenstein.
Here's the Frankenstein. And there's the worst character.
Don't hate on Smith, son.
Smith is a. Smith
is good, but in any other animation.
Wait, was the ogre girl in a fucking mech suit just now?
No, she just wears like crazy armor.
Yeah, because okay. She's cool. Like
she wears like knight's
just
armor,
just like Shrek, actual Shrek.
Yeah, just like Shrek.
Just like Shrek, but a little armor. Sexier.
Sexy Shrek.
Well, that's let's not get too carried away.
No, Alan, I'd go that far.
I don't know if anybody can be sexier, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
hey, everybody got to find sexy somewhere, Alan. If that sexy's within Shrek.
Put that on a t-shirt. Everybody's got to find sexy somewhere.
I've got a shirt that says a Shrexy on it. And that's
I'm Shrexy and I know it.
I know it, yeah.
Yeah.
Fishnet shirt.
Oh, shit.
My OTP. Is it bad that I'm going to keep watching this garbage just to watch the lullies be in love?
By garbage, you mean literature? We'll keep watching this literature.
Now look at these other slime girls.
What do you think?
Damn. They're all cute, though, Russ. They're all cute.
Yeah, they look good.
I like that spunky looking one. She looks spunky. She looked like Abby. The red one? Fight ya.
The red one, well, I took notes. So the red one is aggressive, acidic, eats anything. Green is poisonous, bitter remarks, gooier. it can't maintain a solid form, apparently. Pink is eats flowers, happy, but always horny. I'm not kidding. That's basically what it said. I just diluted it down to like 3 words.
Oh.
And the black slime is a polluted slime. Toxic, dark.
Yeah, well, the whole like mythology behind, like, well, not mythology, but
the texts, the literature, the stuff that
the literature,
the Man of a Thousand Faces, Campbell,
like, the Monster Girl slime in the Monster Girl game, like, secretes aphrodisiacs. So, fuck. it's like a giant girl made out of aphrodisiac, and like, she basically just sucks the life force out of you, and like, that's why she. Contains to be a, like remains a slime girl is because she sucks the semen right out of you.
She sucks.
She always my trap queen.
That's why I haven't played the VN yet. Just because I don't like the thought of demonizing these monster girls. They just want to fuck. It's like telling them.
But you die.
Yeah, you die, and I don't like to think that. That's just me personally.
Yeah, I think.
Well, they're not there to like be happy and stuff. They're there to kill you. Like you're a human boy, and you are food to them.
I don't think that's healthy.
You don't want to be seen as prey.
I think that's only encouraged
but within the confines of a role play with a monster girl. Is that okay?
I think I hate to get SJW on you guys, but. I just think
you think that being killed by monster girls is problematic.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to tell me.
I'm just saying. Listen, you know how I'm conservative of my pizza values. Speaking of all solid aside.
Hey, Nog Man.
We've got questions from the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know what we think of hot, fresh takes on the monster girl kind of lifestyle. It just kind of questions about them in general and their biology. I'll read the first one here.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show, artist behind our current artwork, Lab Coats on Twitter asks, do you think it's possible to shove a slime girl up your ass?
Definitely.
Absolutely. I'd get pegged by slime.
Are you kidding me?
Only if it's consensual, though. Do not.
Yeah. Well, do not put a slime girl in a syringe and give yourself a slime enema.
Well, no, you can if you ask her beforehand, sure.
Maybe that's what she's into. Maybe she wants to be your enema.
What if maybe she's a medical professional and she needs to clean your colon out?
Well, you know what I've always said, the enema of my enema is my friend.
Yeah, what if she went up through your ass and absorbed your life force that way?
Through my ass? That's the only way to get it.
That's where Alan stores his life force.
Through my prostate.
That's where I put my soul gem, yeah.
Your soul gem is your prostate, right? Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Alan's a crystal gem, and his crystal gem is in his butt.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Rebecca Sugar, please get on the show.
Rebecca Sugar. Please. Who do you think Rebecca Sugar's favorite
T-Pain,
monster girl would
be? T-Pain. Mia.
All
right.
T-Pain's would be, which one has the most ass, the spider?
Have we ever made a joke about Mamma Mia, whatever Mia does anything cute or sexy?
Whoa,
why did that
just get Mom, so infinitely creepier,
sexy.
Russ?
It's me. It's Roger Ogrebert. What was my name again? Roger.
Yeah, it was Ogrebert.
Roger Slimebert.
It was Ogrebert. Come on.
Ogrebert. Oh, sunset yellow Ogrebert. Anyway, our next question. Our friend of the show, Ravi, asks, I love to eat monster ass. No, he asks, why won't Alan name the bird Poppy?
Yeah, so there is a bird that was outside my house today, and Ravi keeps on pestering me, much like a bird, asking why I won't name this bird Poppy. Because I don't want to fuck it.
Yeah,
Robbie.
You don't want to fuck it, and you don't want to consider
Poppy?
Your daddy dog.
Do you want to fuck Poppy the monster girl, Poppy?
Not as much as any of the other ones, but...
What is your scale of fuck?
Do you want to go through the scale of fucks?
Yeah, we're going to... Yeah. I got to get the scale of fucks. This is the episode
so
for
the scale
me.
Of...
This is okay. My app.
So are we going to list... Are we just going to list our favorite or the most... ones
in order. In order of fuck.
Just favorite. Just in order of fuck.
Preface, we're spelling fuck F-U-C-C, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, just like cuck and suck.
Okay, yeah. I figured. I just want to make sure.
So, okay. I'd still say Mia because just of a personal connection. Then Sue, then Ragnera, then the mermaid, then Poppy, then Centauri at the very bottom.
See, the funny thing, my list would probably be the same, but I would put Seria way lower on the list because I don't want to fuck.
I said she was at the very bottom.
No, I'm saying, my personal like list, who's my favorite girl versus who I'd want to fuck. Seria would be higher on who I like, just because I like her, but...
Oh, no, same. Yeah, same. She would be above Poppy on the who I like list, but below on the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement here, Russ. We don't want to fuck
a monster. I mean, I totally want to fuck a monster girl. I'd fuck Mary, monster girl, and... Kill, I mean, not kill Poppy, because I want to be cucked by Poppy and Sue.
I need that cuck.
Hold on. Kelsey, you are really going to like the next episode.
Why?
The mermaid, she's also into cucking.
Me and the mermaid, the same as me. She's me.
Yeah.
We're cucks.
And she's your self-insert character.
Two cucks and a cuck. It's supposed to be two peas in a pod.
Too many cucks in the kitchen. Too many cucks in the kitchen.
There are. There's just way too many cucks in this kitchen.
Turn into
I'm
going to
make
Bulldogs.
That joke the minute that the mermaid's in the kitchen. I'm going to say that there's
get out of here with your fucking memes, Russ. Too many cucks? Get out of here. Boy.
I'd kill the shit out of that fucking horse, though.
Oh, she's cool.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
No, I don't care.
I mean, she's cool, but...
She's...
Can we have a Metal Gear Solid 5 body transplant?
Yeah, that scene with her sexy...
Oh, no.
Legs
if
trying to be sexy. I just want it to puke.
Now, what if it was just two horse legs and not like a full?
So, if she was a fawn,
a satyr,
she was
a fawn.
Yes, she's a fawn. No, I don't care. Yes. I ain't into that hoof.
You're not into.
I don't want hoofs.
You're not into that. You're not into that. That Arthur Machen great god.
I don't want a hoof
shit.
Job. I don't want a hoof job.
You're not into
you
that
don't
clopping
like,
shit, you're a brony.
You don't like mono toes. You don't like mono toes.
You're not into these
have you
undulates?
Seen how disgusting horse hooves get?
Oh, yeah.
Alan's seen a lot
they're
of
disgusting. You have to, pry a bunch of gross shit out of them. You have to replace their shoes, which are nailed literally into their feet. What kind of fucked up... I don't want that on my dick.
Alan, If you were working on a big project and suddenly a horse girl walks by and she says, "Hey, excuse me, but I got to piss here." And she pisses in front of you. What do you do?
I'd run away.
Would you run like a...
Oh, no. If I was working on a research project, if I was doing some sort of research and then
if you're running a ray, would you run like a racehorse?
What? No, I wouldn't. I'd run the exact opposite of a racehorse. I would specifically make
A pissing horse. You'd run like a pissing horse.
No, like not any kind of horse. I would run in the least equine manner.
The least equine run.
Yes.
If Lenore, you had to fuck an equine, what would you fuck?
Oh, let's not go here. Come on, let's keep moving. This is a family
program. The worst. I don't know.
Wants to fuck a llama.
Oh, shut up.
That's not equine.
Oh, Roger Slimebert here. I'm not happy about this.
That's not a horse, Kelsey.
It's equine, though.
No, it's not.
I thought equine meant anything with, like, four hooves.
No.
But it would behoove you to cut it with this current line of conversation.
Get that pun out of this.
No. The genus Equus is horses. Then, like, what? Like, donkeys, zebras?
What is anything that has hooves?
I don't know. It might be a genus or an order. What is it again?
I don't know.
Speaking of geniuses,
it's what I said earlier. It's an undulate.
We have our friend Lenore, genus. Lenore at Asuka Langley on Twitter asks, "What's the current genitalia consensus?" This episode's going on pretty long. And
first, thank you for. I'm glad you pronounce Asuka Langley exactly like it's supposed to be pronounced. I'm glad you pronounced that U in there, Ross.
Asuka,
really?
Listen, I don't care. Shut up.
Oscar.
I live in goddamn America. Thank you.
Not just
I can pronounce
America,
anime girls as much as I want.
Please tell me more about Evangelion, Russ.
Evangelion
please.
Is a show about your mom being a robot and maybe you masturbate inside of it.
Maybe you masturbate. Who knows? What's the genitalia consensus? It's cloacas.
It's a vagina. Sorry. What? I thought we agreed on this.
No, I never agreed. You're the one concerned.
Okay, so does the slime girl vagina, is it always there or is it only sometimes there?
It's only when she wants it to be there.
What if, could she... Does she go futa ever?
She can move it. She could if she wanted to. She doesn't in the manga, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
She could. Mm-hmm. She could do anything she wants to.
Would you let the slime girl fuck you?
Yeah.
Russ?
Yeah, sure.
You can't just say yeah, sure consensual. To anal. You just can't be like, yeah, sure.
I guess it would just be hard, because I think you'd have to get a third party in there to get the anima going.
No, but like, say she isn't entering your ass via enema, but is like procures
like a slime.
Do you think her dick has enough like potency to penetrate your ass?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Sure.
She fell out of the sky and knocked a dude down.
What if her little head antenna like fucks you in the butt?
like a tentacle. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
What if it becomes like Kakyoin in JoJo's his first introduction, and she controls you like a puppet that way?
Oh, like with Hierophant Green.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Okay.
Would you fuck Hierophant
I don't know this
Green?
Reference, but yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. That's the most fuckable stand, Russ. In part three, at least.
Yeah. Deuter McBrohan asks, how would your nut affect a slime girl's disposition like the mineral water in the hot spring chapter? Didn't the mineral water made her hornier?
The mineral water made her smart.
You're right, yeah. Did any water make her hornier?
So the fertilizer made her big, the poison made her rude, and I believe I don't know if anything made her horny.
Do you think boob jizz would make her horny?
Did you say boob jizz?
Yeah. You know.
You mean milk?
Yeah.
Breast milk.
Oh, shit.
We call it that now because of you, remember?
I thought it was boob piss, but okay.
Either or.
It's either or. Whatever.
What if, what happens when she absorbs cum?
Well, that's what he's asking.
Oh, right.
I think it'd make her horny. I've heard people advocate that it should make them split in half.
Oh.
And they turn into two slime girls.
More fun. I mean, why not have both?
That's your ideal. That's your dream. That's your dream scenario.
Yeah. Me and two slime girls.
Is that what the song Monster by Kanye West was about again? I forgot.
It's about nutting on a slime girl and then she splits in half?
You ever had sex with a pharaoh? She split into two.
What if the monster girl absorbed like Sunny D, or like, oh shit, what if she absorbed Mountain Dew?
She would taste the power of the sun on
gamer fuel.
Russ, I believe you meant to say with the Kanye thing, have you ever had sex with a slime girl? I undergo mitosis because she splits in half.
That's pretty good. Oh shit,
that's my thing. I think she might split in half or get hornier. One of the two. I think we can agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or maybe she'd just say gross. Who knows?
She's pathetic. She'd look you in the eye and says pathetic.
Would it make her? Would it make her less translucent?
She would turn white. Yeah.
Are you saying she turned white? I don't know if I like this anymore.
White, like she's so scared of your tiny micro dick, or white because well, she absorbed the semen.
That's before. Probably both in Russ's case, if that's what you're asking.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, I think we've answered everything then. I think that clears it up.
Yeah, I think everything's good to go.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, this was a good app. Anybody want to plug anything?
My butt with a slime girl.
That's true.
I'll let Alan go first. This is your guys' podcast.
What? Oh, Twitter, at Action Alan on Twitter, at HogcastSD for our podcast Twitter.
Twitter.com/pissgoblin, pissgoblin.tumblr.com.
I hate that you fucking give the URL the entire time.
You're the only one.
Follow me on Twitter at Kedouchi with two I's, on Instagram at Kedouchi with one I, or like my Facebook page at Karu Cosplay.
Why didn't you get the brand synergy going and get the right number of I's?
What? Oh, Kedouchi was already taken on Twitter. Don't ask me. I was upset. Oof. That's why it took me so long to switch my username over, finally.
Fetty Wap technically only has one eye.
Oh, you're right. He does only have one eye.
So, and his brand's on point, so...
It is.
1738.
Trap Queen.
Yep.
This episode is not titled Trap Queen, I'll be upset.
We don't title the episodes like that, but that's...
We'll put it in the description.
Thanks.
Yes, we'll talk... Yeah, we'll mention the word Trap Queen at some point.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Speaking of Trap Queen, listen to that song every day. And like listening to that song every day, every day is a delight with a monster girl.